welcome to the Harmony Music Education Podcast. I'm your host, Craig Harmon, the mighty music motivator who uncovers the joy of discovery for lifelong learners of music making. On last week's episode, I talked about perseverance in regard to learning music, that skill that translates over and above learning music into everyday non-musical life. And today I'm going to piggyback off that just a little bit and talk about discipline. Discipline is important. Discipline is essential for life because, well, for most of our life, we don't have a parent or a teacher or somebody telling us what we need to do, when we do it, and making sure that we get it done. Now, yes, we do in most cases have a boss or a spouse or somebody that we are responsible to, but in most cases, we're expected to have some level or some form of self-discipline. And learning music goes so far in learning this practice of discipline because, well, you have to practice. The whole thing is, in making music, it's that repetition over and over. It's that practice over and over to improve. I've had to tell students and parents that your 30-minute lesson with me is great, but that is not all of it. That's actually the culmination of what you need to be doing at home over that week between lessons. The lesson isn't where you learn as much as the lesson is kind of the kickoff for what you need to work on for the next week. And while you're at home, it's that repetition, it's that work that needs to happen. It's that discipline that needs to happen. Now, of course, if you're 5 years old, like I was when I started piano, I didn't want to practice. And so I had that discipline built into my mother saying, Craig, you need to practice. And over time, that became a habit. That became my routine. And as I matured as a musician, I realized that if I wanted to get to a certain level or I wanted to continue to improve my skills, I had to practice. I had to focus in on that discipline. Now, discipline is something that obviously goes far and above music. I talked about work and responsibilities in life. But discipline is an important thing for all of us as we go through our life. Essentially, I think it's a type of responsibility, if you want to put it in those terms, that you're responsible for yourself, right? When you're in school or when you're growing up, you have parents and teachers that are setting goals, setting deadlines for you, and helping to keep you accountable. You're learning that responsibility as you grow. And as you get to be older and into middle school and into high school, I'm dealing with this with a middle school daughter right now, then you have the opportunity to have some more freedom and some more opportunities to practice that discipline for yourself. And not always will you succeed, right? When you get to be 16, you get a driver's license if you pass the test and show your responsibility. And that, too, is a discipline, right? I think about now, for me as a driver, I've driven for 28 years. It's become natural because I've done so much driving in my life. But when I was 16, it was completely different. And this is the thing that discipline builds. Discipline not only builds routine and habit, and that routine and habit then consistently build into growth. And ultimately, when we're talking about musical skill or any other skill in life, that's what we want. We want to be proficient in what we're doing. We want to improve our skills. That's how discipline makes things happen when it comes to music. That discipline helps us to set a goal, to break that apart into little segments, and build and build and build until we get to that goal. It's not easy. And I tell my students this regularly. Practicing is hard work. It just is. But from my experience as a student and my experience as a teacher, I want to balance that work and the fun. Because if you're only doing the work, it's very easy to get frustrated. It's very easy to get discouraged. And the likelihood is high that you might just give up and say, I can't do this. I don't want to do this. But if you're having to do a little bit of work and there's a few fun things thrown in and you get to do some other fun things as well, now it's something that's enjoyable. It's something that just builds on top of itself, that it's, you're looking at it saying, I want to do this. I get to do this. This is fun. Yes, it's work, but it's fun. Discipline helps us so much when it comes to making music, but it also helps us in life. Because think about it. Those people, even in the business world, right? You're always striving to improve your skills. You're striving to grow and learn and be better and improve. That's discipline, plain and simple. That's all it is. It's just discipline. It's not easy. Nobody said it would be, and that's okay. Because I think when we go through the hard things in life or in music, we find ourselves better for it. We take on a challenge, and we work at it, and we work at it. And we see those little bits of improvement and little bits of improvement and little bits of improvement that get even bigger and bigger and bigger. And all of a sudden, I can do this, right? That's where our self-confidence grows. And that's a huge part of music. That's another podcast topic, of course. But this idea of discipline makes it so much easier when we think about that regular routine and habit and think about it in a positive way, that I am growing, I am learning, I am bettering myself, as opposed to, oh, I have to practice, I have to do this, right? We do that. I find myself even now having that negative self-talk of I have to. No, I get to do. I want to do. And when we have that mindset, it makes it a whole lot easier to do it. So, if you're in that discipline, keep it up. If you're not, keep working at it. Thanks so much for listening. I will have a new episode talking about a different discipline next week. But I do want you to subscribe. Give me a rating and review of the podcast on whatever platform you're listening on. And I'd love to have you check out my Music in 5 Minutes or Less with Mr. Craig series on YouTube. I'll have a link to that in the show notes. I've had so much fun doing it and love sharing it with you. So check out the podcast, check out the YouTube channel, subscribe, share, all that good stuff. Thanks so much for listening.